I make no promises. I make no promises. I confirm I am and it is so. I confirm I am and it is so. To make a promise is to seek to have something to be done, to seek to have something be fulfilled in my life, to seek to have something be revealed in my experiences. And there is nothing to be revealed in my experiences because all already is. So therefore, rather than saying that I promise something, I say I confirm and I am it and it is so. As I confirm, knowing that it is so, I enjoy it, I experience it, I live it, I know it, and it is already fulfilled for me in every beautiful, bountiful, fantastic way, because that's who I am and that's all I am. That's all I need to know, that's all I need to have, that's all I could ever want in my life, is to know that it is and it is so. I make no promises. Any one of us who ever makes a promise are saying that it is not done. We're saying that it doesn't exist in our world. We're saying, I promise to be good, I promise to love, I promise to obey, I promise to do these things in the marriage vows. I promise to be a good boy. I promise to be a good father. I promise to be a good mother. I promise to be a good person. And we can't do that. For if we are not already that good person, our promises are a bunch of kindling in the fire. Up they go into smoke and gone forever. Never fulfilled, never realized, never enjoyed, never to be. As I am aware of who and what I am, there's nothing to desire, for I am it. As I am aware of who and what I am, I say every moment of my life, it is done. I say every moment of my life that this is the fulfillment of who and what I am. It is the realization of who and what I am. It is my ideal being manifest. Now, while I may not promise things, I have a great, a fantastic, a glorious imagination. And I can imagine all of the possibilities, all of the things that could be exciting and could be revealing and could be rewarding in my life. Yes, I could imagine all sorts of things. I could imagine being wealthy, healthy, happy, hearty. I could imagine all sorts of things that would make my life into something very marvelous and very exciting. It's up to me. But if I don't carefully watch who I am, if I don't carefully know who I am, and if I don't carefully work with whoever it is that I am, I will never reveal it. For it will be like a hidden dream in my heart, a hidden dream that just does not come forth because I think it is to be. I think it is something that's going to happen, something that is going to be fulfilled in my life. And as long as I do that, as long as I'm not aware of who and what I am, I'll never be it. So my biggest enjoyment and delight in life is to be aware of who and what I am. Now, I am divine. That's all I could be. Because everything that is created in this universe is divine. Everything that's created in this universe is wonderful and beautiful and outstanding and without any comparison. Everything in this universe is super in every way. And that's who I am. Yes, that's who I am. I am super in every way. Now, if you're going to look into your mind, as I do all the time, and look into your mind and find all your dreams, all your imaginations, all of your thinking, Every thought you or I think is a reality that already exists that we may not have claimed for ourselves. We claim it. We claim it by the very fact that we think about it. We claim it by the very fact that we give it our attention. We claim it by the very fact that we are aware of it. Now, as I am aware of who and what I am, there's no desire for achieving it. I am already it. I am already that which is fulfilled, that which is revealed, that which is wonderful, that which is fantastic. And it's exciting. Oh, it is so exciting. But it is not revealed in me. It's not my reality as long as I don't claim it, confirm it, be aware of it, live it, delight in it in every way, shape, and form. Would, could, will be, can, are replaced by it is done. So I no longer say I would like to do this, or I promise to do that, or could I do this, or will I do this, or will it, can it be? It's done. It's replaced with it is. It is fulfilled. It is a reality that I am. It is a delight that I am. It is a fulfillment that I am. Do you have the courage to say that it is done? Do you have the courage to say that you are an ideal spiritual being? Do you have the courage to say that I am God? Do you have the courage to say I am the allness of the universe? Do you have the courage to say I am whole and perfect? Do you have the courage to say everyone in my world is whole and perfect? Do you have the courage to say life is beautiful and I created it that way? Do you have the courage to say, rather than could or will or can be, it is now. It is now, and it is done. And it is wonderfully done. It is beautifully done. It is magnificently done. I make no promises. I confirm I am, and it is so. I am, and it is so. As I'm aware of who and what I am, there's nothing to desire. I'm it already. It is fulfilled already. There's no expectation, there's no promise that I could have to be what I already am. But for me to be aware of it and me to delight in it and me to say every moment of my days, every moment of my life, it is done. I am happy. It is done. Then we know it. I know who I am, and wish or promise nothing, but I just claim. I name it and claim it. I name my ideal beingness. I name my ideal body. I name my ideal spirit. I name my ideal self. I name my ideal relationships. I name my ideal friends, whoever they may be, because they are a reflection of me. I name all of the joy and the happiness and the harmony that's in the world. But first of all, no one can manipulate my life except myself. No one can control me except myself. No one can tell me what I must do except myself. And when I knowingly, not making promises that I'm going to do it, but knowingly say it is done, then it is done. And when I say knowingly that I am all that there is, and I am that now, then it is done. For I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal world. I live in my ideal life. And this is ideal because I have brought it forth and I have created it, and I claim it and I live it and I enjoy it, and that's all there is to it. That's all there is to it. And life is truly wonderful. Claim it for yourself today and know how wonderful it is. I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you.